President Bush is greatly concerned over soaring energy prices, according to the White House. Spokesman Ari Fleischer today blamed a confluence of factors, including cold weather and short supplies. Gasoline is selling for more than $2 a gallon in parts of the country, and home heating bills are on the rise as well. The spike in energy prices could puncture the nation's already weak economic recovery, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Oil prices have been creeping up for the last several months out of concern over a possible war with Iraq and a strike in Venezuela that cut that country's oil exports. But it was a report from the U.S. Energy Department this week that sent oil prices soaring to almost $40 a barrel. The report warned the amount of oil that energy companies keep stashed in the U.S. has been dwindling. Editor-in-chief Peter Ziff, the trade journal Platts Oilgram News, says that's what drove prices to their highest level since the 1991 Gulf War.
The more recent spike has been the result of concern about the stock levels in the U.S., crude oil as well as key products, heating oil and gasoline. Those levels are historically very low.
Ironically, the prospect of lower prices in the near future is contributing to high prices now. Like shoppers waiting for an after-Christmas sale, oil refiners have been slow to replenish their stockpiles. They're gambling the price will fall after a war in Iraq and the possible release of oil from strategic reserves.
It's kind of a self-perpetuating thing. When prices are this high, companies, as a business practice, are going to be less inclined to hold expensive inventory.
A similar spike occurred this week in the price of natural gas, which is widely used for heating and making electricity. The higher energy costs are being felt throughout the economy. Some steelmakers and chemical plants that rely on natural gas have scaled back production. Struggling airlines have raised ticket prices, and delivery services like UPS and FedEx are increasing the surcharge they add to every package. UPS spends close to $1 billion a year buying jet fuel, diesel, and natural gas. Spokeswoman Susan Rosenberg says the company's delivery surcharge will rise to 1.5% on Monday and 2% the following month.
I think that UPS customers understand that it's a necessary cost. Many trucking companies have been impacted with much higher surcharges.
And economist Severin Borenstein of the UC Energy Institute at Berkeley says that means the overall cost of this energy shock extends far beyond the gas station.
When you look at how much more people are paying at the pump, that probably is less than half of the additional cost they face. They see it in higher product prices at the grocery store and the hardware store and anything that has to be transported. And so the full price to the family is at least twice as high as the price they're probably paying for gasoline.
That could discourage the very consumer spending that's been propping up the economy. Higher energy costs weigh down corporate profits as well. In fact, 9 of the last 10 recessions have followed a sharp spike in energy prices. Trade Journal editor Ziff says one saving grace this time would be if the high prices are short-lived.
We saw with the last Gulf War there was a price spike, there was a release of stocks, and the price came down very quickly. So you've got that historical precedent there.
What no one can tell now is whether that history will repeat itself. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.